And so it's important to keep that in mind. And that's what the bosses do. They concoct it when Haiti became independent to force Haiti, the former enslaved people who work from Kensi in the morning to Kensi at night, to pay reparations to the slave owners, to the French slave owners. They got to pay the equivalent of $27 billion in today's money. Our ancestors until 1946. Monies that should have come to help build the country instead went to build France and bankers in the US. So when you are seeing the poverty in Haiti today, the misery, this is where it comes from. Now the people of Haiti have always fought. 1915, the US invaded Haiti and killed over 20,000 Haitian peasants who stood up to fight for their land for themselves. And people have continued to struggle to this day. What we are seeing going on now is that the people through their struggle elected the government of President Aristide, is formed the movement of the people, and he doubled the minimum wage for the working people of Haiti. That was in 1991. And this brought down the Aristide government. The U.S. organized an overthrow. Same thing happened. Aristide became president again in 2000. Again, doubled the minimum wage for the working people. And again, was kidnapped with a coup d'etat. Now, my time is coming to a close, but I want to thank the IAEA.
Now,